I'd like to share with you what I did yesterday in the webinar with Professor Dr. Suresh Kumar Murugesan sir. He was the coordinator. He was the man who invited me, and of course I thank Rema Madam also for introducing me to such a good community. It was around, I think, 40 to 50 people. I do not know, the numbers were swelling between 40 to 50. I had a webinar yesterday, and a few points I just wanted to know what all the things I shared. Number one is, they asked me to talk about the relationship protocol for the what sort of relationship protocol I am following for my success. And I asked her what actually the relationship protocol means, because I know that, but I still wanted to know according to him, because the organizer and as an NLP man, I also would like to know the definition of the other person. I started NLP movement in India, and I take the credit for it. The reason is not because of me, and because Life Positive magazine in 2002, they have called my name. They made an article on my name, telling the NLP, upcoming NLP pioneer of India. Because at that time, at between 1997 to 2000, I have written 300 articles, 300 articles, NLP application articles. Then I was the first to come in NLP's first in Raj TV. First in Tamil Nadu, first in South. The mass media awareness was created, and the book was released. I worked with prisoners. All this book put together, all these articles put together, because the mass media awareness nobody has done. Maybe there are many people who have made small experiments in NLP, but this sort of thing nobody has done. That is the reason that magazine called me the NLP Pioneer of India. Last 2 years, what actually I've been following, what are 5 points I shared with them, that they told me it is the do's and don'ts in a relationship counseling practice, number one. So number one, the first point which I shared with them is, number one point is, what you cannot measure, you cannot improve. Number one. That is a very, very guideline, that this is a comes from the quality philosophy. So number one. Number two is, I ask my client to do homework before and after every session. No homework, no counseling. That is one. Third is, they have to come with a V meeting diary. I am working in, mostly my success lies is only with the IT couples, young IT couples from high tech city and OMR, a few from Gurgaon and from Vizag. But mostly my success and experience is based on my experiments only with my software young couples. And my target now, I need to only to 0 to 5 years. Because 0 to 5 years is an area where a lot of misunderstandings are there. People, because of silly reasons, morning marriage, evening divorce, that is a syndrome. Because what happened from look at the education system, school, college, IIT job. Varies for them, it is like a tree who's supposed to have 4 or 5 branches. All the branches are cut, only one branch, the education branch, is allowed. So you cannot expect, is also something, all the 5 roots are there. You cut on all the roots. Only one route is there. What will happen? It will bend one side, isn't it? The same thing is happening with the families. Morning marriage, evening divorce. So they have to come. My team will not allow any of my mentees to enter my clinic or enter my training class if they are not coming with a diary. I call a V meet. This is a V meet diary. The V meeting diary. They have to come with it. They have to document it. What happened? Number one. Third is, we also give you one of the reasons is, do you understand the root cause of their problem? The root cause of their problem is their mother. So they have to understand the root cause of the problem, because the problem they are facing is exported for the last 3 generations. It is imported from last 3 generations and exported for next 3 generations. Mother is one of the root cause. The mother had a poor self-esteem, she will automatically raise the child with a poor self-esteem. And a third reason is job disparity. There's a horizontal mismatch, a vertical mismatch. Most of the clients, 50% of my clients who come, the boy or girl who comes to me, they are unhappy because they are unhappy in the office, they are unhappy in the family, they are unhappy because they are unhappy with themselves. Why they are unhappy with themselves? The root cause is they are unhappy with the job. Why they are unhappy with the job? Because of what actually is there. His passion is somewhere else and he's doing something wrong. He may be able to do for about a few period, maybe 5 months or 6 months, then afterwards he will do that. You see, I'm a good psychologist, but doesn't mean I cannot work like a sweeper or a driver. But how long I'll work as a sweeper, you may give double the salary of what I'm doing. But if you ask me to do sweeper, I'll go into a rust point, isn't it? That is a rusting point. The same people are getting rusted. That is real, they are unhappy that. And one is the mother, second is your own profession. Are you in an area where you've got a freedom to do what you want? Okay, that is another reason. Fourth thing is we give them a lot of video assignments and book assignments. That is the reason we take only graduates, non-graduates, no. He may be a diploma holder, he may be an IIT guy, but when he comes to assignments, he fails. And this is mostly intellectual exercise and updating exercise. One of the main reasons why people doesn't come because it doesn't update. Parents who cannot update, they are outdated. Their Android children are more intelligent than their parents. You know that. School-going mothers, you ask them the children because the parent doesn't want to get updated. See, I'm 80% of people are not my clients at all because they want to remain like that. They want to goody-goody, they want to improve, they want to tell them, but they don't want to take one step. So 80% of my clients are not there. My clients are that 20% society who want to improve their next generation. They come to me not for themselves, they have come to improve the next generation. Otherwise, one more three generations, same blueprint will be exported. And the last point, I also give them the couples interview where they have to go on interview. And the fourth thing is, and the last point, fifth point is, I don't do counseling at all. To tell you frankly, I do counseling, I do coaching, I do mentoring, I work a transformation like a mother. Now the greatest problem of this younger generation is they are away from the family, they are away from their culture, they are away from the children, they are away from the roots of their culture. They are away in one word, they are away from the parents. A person born in Noida, person born in Delhi, working in OMR, he doesn't have a mother, he doesn't have a father, he doesn't have a brother, he doesn't have a sister, he doesn't have a sister-in-law. Isn't it? These are the, I would say, these are the people who tune their life. They are missing in him. So whom to share, what to share, where to share. So I am here. I am taking the role of their foster parents. I am their bhabhi, I am their bhaiya, I am their uncle, I am their daddy, I am their brother, big brother, isn't it? So I am fulfilling a social need in their family. I am their family member. These are the points I shared with them. And at the end I suggested, like, you have a family doctor, you should also have a family mentor, a family psychologist. Until now, the family mental psychology, you cannot go it. So these are a few points I shared with them. And thank you very much for being with me. I already asked you to give a comment below. We are going to start a community of people who would like to work with this philosophy. And those who are interested in joining my community can give a comment. Or if interested, you're still welcome. It'll be a free community where we'll be giving a lot of education on how to build strength. First for yourself, second for your family, third for your office. Right. Thank you. See you. Right.